Welcome to Tom Papa's Come to Papa.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Come to Papa, your favorite podcast among all the other podcasts. We are here deep in the holiday season. Snow is falling. But people are carrying their trees around.
Sure.
No. We're kind of in the middle of a heat wave.
Well, if you see, like, once in a while you'll see, like, a wreath or something with a bow on it, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's December.
When it gets light, when it gets dark out, it seems all. And it's been cold in the mornings. Problem is it goes from 40 to 90 within 3 hours. So you put on your all winter stuff. You're like, oh, it is the holidays. And you come marching out in your sweater and your jacket.
Yeah.
And then by noon, you look like an idiot.
Well, it's sunny. I mean, it actually is only, it's probably 60s, like mid-60s.
Yeah, it's not so, yeah.
But it's just because it's sunny and there's palm trees. You get faked into it.
Yeah.
You wear your Tommy Bahama shirt and your flip-flops out to the pool.
I have to say, though, it does feel holiday-ish. Don't you? Aren't you feeling it?
Yeah, well, it definitely feels the end of the year.
Yeah.
I think maybe, so what is it? When it gets to, we're almost the 20s, right? Usually like December 20th, 21st, that's when it starts, like, see everyone running around shopping like a maniac.
The roads are definitely packed right now. People are kind of freaking out. You can feel it.
Yeah, your neighborhood,
yes.
You guys may have to move.
Why?
I don't know if you like it here. You're like, it's really, you know how like, I'm trying to think, like my neighborhood is getting really bad because they're building like the valley version of the Grove.
Right.
Like a couple blocks north of me.
Oh.
So, like, on Laurel Canyon is, like, busy all the way. It used to be, like, not quite to my place, and now it's there. And that's the same way that it is for you. Like, Ventura Boulevard is backed up all the way to here now. So I have to, like, get off and take the side streets, like, the last half mile instead of just going the regular place.
I know. I went to go get some garland for the, you know, we have a fake tree, so we get the garland. It smells nice, and I went to Van Nuys and just to try and make my way back. Mm. It was like you couldn't get to Ventura on Sepulveda or Ventura. You have to go all the way, loop around.
You're in the hotbed, man. This is like the new, like, you know how, like, I guess it used to be like Ventura and Laurel Canyon. Like, this is the spot now.
Yeah, but instead of like Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and Tom Petty, and all these people, we just have old people.
Yeah. Well, no, I forgot if I told you this. I did, like, a Sunday here, and it was, like, everything in this neighborhood.
What do you mean?
Like, I did a, there's a place called Granville.
Yeah,
which is,
yeah,
like, this super healthy place.
Mm-hmm. Everyone loves the Granville.
And it wasn't, you'll never guess that it wasn't my idea to go, but
were you on a date?
A little bit.
What do you mean? With who?
Took someone for their birthday. A
what?
Of mine.
Who?
Yeah. I don't know. They want to be recognized, but it was just a healthy person.
Someone new?
New. What do you mean new, Tom?
I don't know what's going on in your love life.
I know. That's what I mean. You can't.
You're turning purple. You're turning purple. What's up?
No, I'm fine.
I don't know. You're blushing.
No, so I'm in Granville.
You're like
5 feet behind me.
This is like talking to the CIA. I ask you a question. This is like a politician. You're like, but did he or did he not talk to Ukraine?
No, there's a
on
friend
September,
of mine.
On December 25th, it will be Christmas.
A friend of mine from the Niagara Falls region of, no, a friend of mine from Santa Barbara was looking for a healthy place to eat, and we found Granville and sat down. I had a nice chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
And 5 feet behind me was your best friend from Page Six, Kevin Hart.
Oh.
So he came over and we had brunch talked about the old time. No, he didn't come over. I didn't want to bug him, but
don't you guys know each other?
I know. I used to run into him in New York a little bit, but didn't he have that big accident, right?
Yeah, was he in a walker?
No, he looked good. That's why I was gonna say you look good, buddy, or something like that. But
right.
I think it did look like a bodyguard of some sort. Like I didn't recognize the guy, but it was like a giant.
It was just him and a bodyguard?
Yeah. But like a giant guy. Like I thought it was a basketball player, but I didn't recognize who it was. So.
Yeah.
And then there's a great foot massage place.
What?
In your name is the best one. You didn't know this?
No.
I might have to give it. I want to keep it secret, but I'll give you the info afterwards.
Really?
Yeah. It's a state of the art. Like they do like your feet.
Right.
And then they have these special chairs that it's kind of like divided by like you kind of have your own like a cubicle or whatever. Uh-huh.
Like a pod.
Yeah, but then the chairs are like those space chairs that they go flat and then have the whole, so then they do your back too. It's
you
awesome.
Get your a full back massage?
Yeah, and your feet.
And how much?
I think it's well, here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
You can do an hour and a half.
Ooh.
For I think it's $50.
$50.
And I think it's 39 for the hour.
Jeez.
But it's like I see like some really high end like housewives going there like in and out of there, and it's appointment. You got to make appointments because it's
fancy
stacked.
Feet
stacked. I don't know. I'll give you because I really don't want to blow up the spot because it'll catch on. Because everybody I've told about has told like two other people.
Uh huh.
And
how close to me?
Within a half mile. Quarter mile.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
So you and this date went to Granville with Kevin Hart and then decided to get your feet done.
And then went to the Getty Center.
Jeez, you were living some life.
This is that's a Sunday in L.A. The Getty Center's right up the... You could walk up there.
I know. It's amazing.
Have you ever been there?
No, I was there once.
You should go. There's a...
I know, but...
There's a Van Gogh. There's a Renoir.
Nice.
There's all kinds of stuff there.
No,
Tom.
The Getty's beautiful. It's a beautiful, and it's the architecture is amazing, and it overlooks the whole city.
And it's free.
It's gorgeous. But,
you know it's free?
But, you know, not all of us have time for foot massage museum
tours. This is a Sunday, Tom. This is your, instead of your family day, that's what you do if you're a single person.
This is if, yeah, you're dating.
This was a Sunday fun day.
Sunday fun day? When the hell has that ever happened?
You've never heard that? Instead of getting drunk at brunch, you eat a healthy meal.
Jeez.
Isn't that what people still do?
Sunday fun day.
Everyone gets drunk at brunch in L.A. or West Hollywood. I feel like this is like if you could actually finish the day and didn't get drunk at brunch.
And then you go, and then, wow, this is some life. So,
well, this is one day. I've been gone. I've been busy for. I've been working for 90 days straight.
I'm not saying you shouldn't have it. I think it's a good thing, and it's also exciting that there's a lady in the picture.
The kid stays in the picture.
Do they know about all of your cruise divorcee interludes?
I don't know. It's a. Well, I'm retiring after this next little run.
Oh, really?
I promised myself I always tell myself after I finish a long project thing,
yeah.
I feel like I'm going to just say that I'm retiring for January.
You still have stuff the end
and see how it
in
goes.
The next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I leave in like two. I got back at midnight last night.
Right.
And then I leave in 2 days.
Oh, man.
Or 3 days, and then I'll be going right through. I'll actually see my parents for a day during that, and then I have New Year's Eve in Belize.
That's right. Jeez.
And then I
is
get
your
back.
Lady coming to Belize?
No. No, I don't even know if I'm going to go to Belize.
New Year's
I almost,
day?
Well, I'm just going to, I think I get back right before midnight, and then I'm sure I'll be standing in the
LAX when the ball drops.
The Uber lot at LAX where the ball drops.
Jeez, you're slamming it. I'm done. I am.
Well,
done.
You were doing like double duty forever, and then I'm glad that you're taking a few weeks off. I'm hoping to see that you're.
I might be doing a thing at the Comedy Store tomorrow, but those don't really count, right?
No. That's no, I have like a show tomorrow off. Somewhere, but I'm you know, as long as I don't have to travel.
Right.
And yeah, I'm basically taking the entire month of January, and then we're doing stuff in Florida February.
Right.
And then which we do have to still figure out. I was looking at that. It doesn't seem like
doesn't seem possible.
I think we have to take a boat. Is that
I don't know how we get from Clearwater all the way to Key West.
By the way, I think my mom might have sold out your whole Clearwater theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like everybody's going already.
That's good. Thanks, Mom.
So that'll be a fun one, but a Capitol Theater. I think they just saw Stephen Wright there.
Oh, really?
And yeah, so that's
did they like him?
Yes, they liked him, but he's, you know, he's, how old is he now?
I think he's 93.
But he didn't have an opener, he just did like 90 minutes, he does like some
how
songs
old
and
is
stuff
Stephen
too.
Wright? 64, but oh, he looks like 84.
Well, I think he was like, I mean, but he played it well because he's one of those guys that kind of looked older as a young guy.
Yeah.
You know, like Bob Newhart always looked...
Yeah.
Like 50.
Right.
So then by the time he did Elf when he was 90, he looked the same.
And Stephen Wright just rolled out. Well, that's how I do it when I'm not with you. I'll just walk out there and start yapping.
Get your guitar.
He brings a guitar still?
I think so, yeah.
No guitar. I just keep on yapping.
And also, that's like that's a pretty good pace. Like he just has like one-liners. He can do that till he's
well. That's
100.
Why, yeah. That's why he does the guitar. You got to break that up.
Yeah,
you can't do. It's not like you're telling stories,
right?
You got to kind of. You got to break up all those one-liners at some point. So he breaks out the guitar and then gives the people some ditties.
Yeah, so
he's so great.
It's you, Stephen Wright, and Paula Poundstone are the. Favorites at the Capitol Theater.
That'll be exciting. And, I'm looking forward to it, but yes, I don't know how you get from Key West.
I think you can take one of those duck boats.
Oh boy!
So you can drive like halfway, and then you just have to go through slosh through the islands,
Clearwater to Key West. Here we go. You can fly it nonstop. Oh,
really?
Look at this. From Clearwater on United Airlines, you can fly to Key West. Done.
But like reasonable or?
$250.
That's probably what it costs to fly from here to Florida.
Well, we have no choice, though.
Well, yeah, it's
we're
time,
gonna have to make
time
it.
Over money.
Yeah. It's what we do after we get to Key West. Do we stay an extra day to party? Like
well,
Hemingway.
Do they have... That's what I would like to know where the people that play at theater usually stay.
When they go to Clearwater or go to Key West?
Key West.
Yeah, that's a good question. We'll have to find out from our super
agent. Because I bet you there's like a super cool place that people stay, but I don't think there's like mainstream hotels there.
Right. No, it's going to be someplace cool. We should probably book it now because it's probably all going to sell out. It's going to be exciting.
And
go down to Key West.
Do you want to know what's...
maybe we'll swim to Cuba.
That's what I still have been trying. A guy I met, he's like an entertainer too, and he went to Cuba like 8 times before they kind of closed it down.
Uh-huh.
And just had all these pictures, and it looked amazing.
Oh, yeah?
It was so cool. Still like to do that.
So you're just slamming. So you can't really be focusing on the holidays right now. You've got too much comedy travel.
Well, it's kind of like when I was working in the news, you know, I would have to work the holidays, and then you kind of take, you know, a week or two in January before mm-hmm. Hollywood starts kicking again.
Right.
And just take it easy. What are you doing? Are you January 1st, you're like going to do No gluten, no sugar, no...
No. What did, last year, I stopped drinking in January.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dry January.
Yeah, I took that off, and it turned into dry January, half of February. But you know what? I've got to admit something. I have not been drinking much at all. I went out the other night, and I just haven't been drinking. And just, you know, I think doing early mornings on the radio show and traveling, yeah. It's just like... My mornings and next days are too important, so I just haven't been really doing it.
Does your doctor tell you more drinking? Is that what brought this up?
He will tell me when he sees me. He's going to be very disappointed. And I was like, I went out for a meal the other night, and I had one martini. And then during dinner, I had one glass of red wine. And I was pretty hammered.
I think martini does it. I think that's like doing... It's like doing heroin if you haven't done it in a while. You try to go back to what you
like
what
the idea
used
like
to
you
drink.
Haven't done it in a while.
Like you're up to the same amount that you used to drink. You got to build up to that.
I know. So it's going to be like if I were to go dry January right now, it'd be no problem. Be no problem. And you know, you drop a lot of weight. It's a good thing to kind of do. I think at some point during the year everybody should do it.
I'll bring up, two things are happening right now with comedians. As far as, it used to be like, oh, you can't be in too good a shape, blah, blah, blah. So, all of a sudden, did you see Kumail Nanjiani?
Yeah, what
like
was
a,
that? I saw that was on
he's
line
He's like a Marvel
yesterday.
Superhero now. He's been on steroids for 6 months and just revealed these pictures.
He's, what?
Yeah, he's like... He's like a superhero thing now. He's got abs and everything.
Wait. First of all, it looked like a Photoshop picture.
No, it's really...
That's really him?
I guess he's in like one of those movies or something.
He's in like a... He's a superhero now?
Well, he's like in movies now.
I know.
Big Six, so I think he got like a couple movies after that. So this is his thing. Remember Seth Rogen had to like get in shape and didn't really do it? I think... Kumail hired a team of 9 guys to give him A-Rod steroids or something.
Well, to start with your primary thesis, I don't think that's funny. I think if you look like that, you're definitely losing a little of your funny.
Well, but here's
he looked
guy,
like
yeah, a guy that hits more close to home for you is last night I'm watching Mandalorian, and there's a gang of, intergalactic bounty hunters.
Yeah.
And Bill Burr shows up.
Oh, really? He's in Mandalorian?
He's the main guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a huge part.
Oh, really?
So there's like 3 guys that are out of the Lucas Sound and Magic monsters and shaved head Bill Burr.
Really?
With 9 guns and...
No.
And he was like... I will say, like, he was in shape just enough to, like, pull it off.
Right.
Like, if he was still, like, in New York shape, he probably wouldn't. But he's been in L.A. and kind of thinned down.
Right.
But
that's... Being in shape, losing weight is one thing. Getting ripped and jacked, like...
Well, but it's for roles. It's for...
I know.
Can you pull it off? That's all you wanted to do. It's like Bill Burr's... You got to see him run twice. Even like Matt Damon, he got abs for that one scene.
Right.
In the Bourne movie when he's street fighting somebody. You just have to be able to pull off like 2 scenes in a movie.
Yes, that's fine. But again, if you're too jacked and you're like, you know, it's weird...
Yeah, we're talking about it like it's going to be a problem.
I'm saying. For a movie, whatever you got to do, you got to do.
It's going to be a huge problem for us, Tom. We got to figure out what to do.
That is ridiculous.
But yeah, so that's why I'm wondering if that's going to be like the new trend that you become a comedian, then you become a Marvel superhero movie star.
Jeez, that is weird.
Because you have to be like a little bit funny for those movies, you know? And be able to act. So I guess the only thing missing is like, oh, that guy, you got to look a little bit more like Paul Rudd, you know?
Right.
To pull it off.
I'm looking up Bill Burr Mandalorian role.
Oh, yeah, they've just been posting it. Because he did talk about how he was in it, but everything's very secretive about like when the episodes come out.
Uh-huh.
So I think it just came out like a few days ago. Did you see it?
Yeah. He's got guns and he's making out, I'm shooting face.
And he's like, he talks to Baby Yoda and makes fun of the other bounty hunters.
Oh, really?
He's got to shoot a bunch of guns. But he does have to pull off like running, you know, running and shooting in a spaceship. So you got to be in some kind of shape for that.
Well, that's great.
Because he did like thin down, right? He never got like muscular, but he definitely got like in shape.
Right, exactly.
When he started doing like these big tours and everything, I feel
Yeah, when he was doing his specials, he would trim down. How Bill Burr explains how Jon Favreau convinced him to take a role in Mandalorian.
Yeah, I'm sure he was like, I'm not talking to no robots. I'm talking to puppets.
But Bill still looks like Bill. Kamal looks like a crazy thing.
Well, but that's what I was wondering, if you would take that as like a compliment or not, because you were in a Rob Zombie movie, but he did dress you up
so
much.
He made me look worse.
Right. But would you be more insulted if everyone else was a monster and you look like you and you fit in? You know, that's kind of what Bill had. They're like, oh, he looks like a guy who made it through the Holocaust or the some kind of a terrible like revolutionary war.
Right.
And is still fighting as a human. Everyone else is a mutant.
Do you like this Mandalorian?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, how many episodes is it?
I think only six.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's. I mean, it's movie quality, man. It's pretty amazing. They spent a lot of money.
So you
on
sprung
it
for Disney Plus?
Well, I mean, it was like free for 2 weeks, and I think it's only like $6 a month.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I think if you get ESPN Plus and that together, it's the same price or some of those things. Like,
so you're paying Netflix?
Netflix is actually a lot right now. Netflix is up to like 17.
So you pay for Netflix?
That's my big one.
Hulu? Yeah.
I don't pay. Every time I just cancel, they're like, we'll give you 2 months free. And then every time they're about to charge me, I'm like, I'm not renewing it. They're like, no, stay. I think that's like the business model now, is they just try to keep as many people on the mailing list as they can.
And you don't pay for cable?
No, but internet is like $80 now or something. It's crazy.
Right. And you have Apple TV?
Well, yeah, but you don't really pay anything.
Right, that's just the portal.
And Amazon is free. Well, Amazon Prime, I guess you pay per year, right? But
yes.
That's for the shopping part, and then you get the programming for free.
Yeah, you get all of it.
Yeah, I don't know. Disney Plus for me is like, there's a lot of kids' movies and stuff, but honestly, like that show was the big thing. I mean, that's like, I'm sure they spent as much as they did on Star Wars on this thing. Wow.
And so, no one likes the Jennifer Aniston, Steve Carell one.
Oh, what's... I didn't even know
the
about
morning
that.
Show.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It's on your Disney Plus, and they were putting a lot behind it, and apparently it's not... People aren't liking
it. Oh.
I haven't seen it. I don't know, but apparently.
The only other one was Jeff Goldblum has one where he just, like... It's just Jeff Goldblum likes ice cream, and he goes to, like, all these ice cream places, or Jeff Goldblum likes music. Like, that's the whole show.
Oh, really?
I haven't watched any of them, but I just see the subject.
What about Quibi? You heard about that one?
No.
That's a new service started by Jeffrey Katzenberg, and that is all short stuff that you can play on your phone.
Okay.
And they're signing up a ton of people to really big contracts because they think that's going to be the next thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, here's the thing is I had all this stuff loaded up, and, you know, I was away for about... a little less than a week, and on one of the movie channels where I was staying, they just ran Once Upon a Time in Hollywood over and over and over again. And I watched it every single time. It was really? So great.
That's great.
It's even better than when I watched it in the theater. I caught all this extra stuff.
Yeah, of course.
It is so good. And yeah. I still can't believe that people are still trying to say, you know, the ending, blah, blah. It's like,
I know. Dude. People are such babies. Same thing with The Irishman.
It's just like, you know, all those, there's the scene where he's just talking to that girl for like 10 minutes on the set, you know, mm-hmm. and she's like a complete professional and working on her lines, and he's just like coughing up a lung and still trying to smoke.
Yeah.
And has a little flask and everything like that. And you can just watch like all those little vignettes in there.
Totally.
Every single time.
That's how you know it's good. Like every scene is like its own little special thing. So well thought out.
Yeah.
So well done.
And just him doing the, I don't know if you remember where, when Brad Pitt's just feeding the dog is like 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, great.
And he's with just like that really disgusting like dog food.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it when I watched it the first time, but it kind of like makes that weird sucking noise when it just comes out of the can. It's really disgusting. And then I don't know how he did it, but he found a pit bull that when the tongue, as soon as he sees the food, mm-hmm. he like licks his lips, and it makes, it's exactly the same length as the can. And you only notice it just because of like the tempo of, you know, like right. it's like music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so good.
It's amazing. So how did you watch this over and over again?
I guess it just came out on like movie channels, and you can rent it and stuff. So like at this hotel, they just ran it like over and over and over again.
Jeez, that's so great.
Yeah.
So yeah, what do I pay for? I pay for Netflix, Hulu, DirecTV. Which DirecTV is AT&T, so that's the internet and the thing.
Okay.
And then I guess that's it?
Yeah, there's a thing, like if I wanted to do DirecTV,
mm-hmm.
if I got all the expenses out of the way, it probably would be cheaper uh-huh. than me just having the internet.
Because it's bundled with the internet.
Yeah, but just like setting up and all that kind of stuff there always seems to be something going wrong.
I know. They make it so hard for you to get out of anything.
Does your dish ever like move around? Do they have to like fix it or anything?
No, it's good. It's definitely solid. It's good service. Oh, here's something I just saw. I didn't realize this was this weekend. Eddie Murphy hosts Saturday Night Live.
Oh, right. Yeah. I didn't. Who was...
That'll be interesting.
Who was last week? Was that somebody too or is that...
Yes, it was...
There's Will Ferrell. Was like 2 weeks ago. Did you see that?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
I forget. I don't know who it was. I didn't see it last week. I just saw the one ad. They did this Macy's ad,
mm-hmm.
which was very funny, about buying uncomfortable clothing for your children for the holidays.
Oh.
It was really well done. Eddie Murphy.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah, with special guest Lizzo. That's going to be a big one.
I wonder if he'll act like excited or if he'll try to be like, cool.
Yeah, I wonder what his monologue will be. Does he come out and do stand-up?
That was the thing on the anniversary thing. He was just kind of like, hey, everybody. And he never got into like performance mode. He was like, just kind of like, it's great to be here.
He had like he had just like a glimmer of like his stand-up when he just kind of like did something, went into a voice.
Right.
And did like his little laugh and was like, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Did you see Dolomite yet?
No.
Oh, that's what you got to watch.
Yeah?
That's amazing, yeah. Just seeing him in that, you're like, oh, yeah, he could do it.
Really? So much to watch. Well, now that I've got a little time off, maybe I'll get some of it in.
And I did watch, I don't know.
Elf?
Did you take the week off of football still, or did you actually watch Eli play?
I did not watch Eli play. No.
Yeah. I flew back last night. I had a long flight, and I watched the Woody Allen movie that they banned on, they wouldn't release on Amazon. It's on flights now.
So. Oh, is it really?
Yeah, Rainy Day in New York.
They found a way to...
I guess they just gave it back to him.
Yeah.
Like, he distributed it in, like, you know...
Oh.
Some kind of foreign country, you know, like...
How is that? Was it good?
It's pretty good. it was like, you know, same as
Eddie Murphy. I mean, Woody Allen.
I'm trying to think. Who's in it? Crap. Oh, Liev Schreiber.
Mm-hmm.
One of the Fannings, not Dakota Fanning, but Ellie Fanning.
Uh-huh.
Maybe. Yeah, it was good. It was worth seeing.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
But yeah, I guess that was the one that was supposed to get released on Amazon in like July.
What about holiday stuff? Have you watched any? There's a single dude who just spends all his Sundays getting laid. Have any interest in holiday family fare?
What do you mean? I'm working, man.
Working.
That was like my one day. I you know.
Have you seen Elf?
I have seen Elf. I like
this year.
Not yet. I do save that one because probably a few of my favorite people. Amy. Oh, that was the other person that was in Mandalorian. Amy Sedaris was great.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a ton of comics in there. And who else is it? Horatio Sanz.
Wow.
Nick Nolte is in it.
Jeez Louise. Are you interested in Jumanji, the next level?
No.
Are you interested in Frozen 2?
Tom, you're burying the lead.
Are you interested in Knives Out?
I've heard good things about that.
Are you interested in Richard Jewell? Lowest Clint Eastwood movie of all time.
I'm not sure. I don't think I care.
Black Christmas.
I have to see the previews. The big thing is, are you going to go to this movie with your kids at like midnight on Friday or Thursday?
The playing of It's a Wonderful Life?
Star Wars, Tom.
Star Wars, right. No.
That's not a Christmas movie?
Not for me. I don't know. I was looking at the billboard, and I was like, you know.
Who are these people?
You just, like, I know. There's millions and millions of people that are crying, waiting for this thing to come out.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm so out of it.
Right. I don't remember what the last one was, and then they changed the names of all the ones that I know.
Right.
So I don't know what, you know.
No idea what's going on.
I don't know who's in it or what they've just done.
No clue. I know. Are you excited by that?
I'll see it when I get back.
I'd go see it, but, you know, I'm not. I'd much rather see Ford versus Ferrari.
I still haven't seen that. So you've seen stuff that I haven't seen. You went to your big Hollywood premiere and saw.
Yep.
Saw the big lights.
Jumanji. I liked the first Jumanji. I don't know if I'd go to the theater to see the second one. Frozen 2. My kids really liked it. Knives Out. Not interested. Richard Jewell. No, thank you. Black Christmas. Nah. Ford vs. Ferrari. The one thing I saw. Queen and Slim. Nope. Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. I would see that. Dark Waters. No. 21 Bridges. No. So the only thing I've got in the holiday season is A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot all about that one.
That's it. Everything else, garbage.
And that's the Tom Papa Movie Podcast. It only took 2 minutes for you to go through every movie.
Dun, 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 boo.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big thing is, like, when you're traveling, you got to have stuff to watch, right? You can't just sit there with your thoughts or work. You have to be watching something.
Yeah, you have to be constantly entertained. He needs something completely taking you out. I think what we should be doing is going down to the pot dispensary on the corner and just blasting off for the next 2 weeks. Just get something that the kids can't smell and just, why is Dad
playing hacky sack in the front yard?
With the dog under the tree. That's all I'm interested in.
Well, that's the thing. Where I was, the big thing is that it was close to Cuba, so Cuban cigars are everywhere.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
So that's what I thought you were going to end up doing is I'd come over there and you'd just be in your Hawaiian shirt smoking a cigar, reading the paper.
When's this happening?
This is all December for you.
Yeah, well, you're leaving now, though.
Right, but I'm saying that could be...
When you come back?
December, January, Tom.
That could be early January, Tom. Yeah. No touring until end of January. So just, yeah, big, fat Cuban cigars. weed everywhere.
Well, by the way, Hemingway's writing schedule, 6 a.m. to noon.
Of course. It's the best time to write.
Come Every on. Day.
And yeah, then the rest of your day is free. It just makes...
That you gotta tell the radio show you need to start at 4 a.m.
That was instead. My routine. And now it's blown apart. So I'm yakking away on the radio at 7 o'clock in the morning. Getting up at 5:30.
So do you have time off from that now? Or what?
Yeah, I'm not back until the beginning of January. We recorded all this week's shows already.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so we'll have a little time. I'm not giving off the vibe that I am without work, I should be in the Hawaiian shirt right now.
Yeah.
You should be coming in here and thinking that you're looking at Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
But I haven't hit that mode yet.
Or just you in like your pajamas on a blanket on the couch.
Yeah.
And you're just eating cereal all day.
I ain't doing nothing. Just walking around in a robe. An open robe like Tony Soprano, just going out and getting the newspaper.
Here's what I'm going to try to do. I don't know if I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I am attempting to not fly the entire month of January.
Really?
As of now, I could possibly do it.
What was your big status for the end of the year? Did you make any frequent flyer programs? Did you nail it?
I think I'm just like a regular guy. But American, I think I'm going to be gold for next year.
That's good.
Because I got one more big flight with them, so
that's pretty good.
Yeah, did you
executive get... platinum?
Ah,
on American Airlines. I'm just waiting for the phone to ring. They must be getting my concierge key documents already.
I think they must be molding it for you.
Yeah, they must be doing something special. I don't know why they haven't come and given me concierge key yet. I'm so loyal, and I got a successful podcast.
Yeah. You should have them sponsor. Can you get them to sponsor us?
Oh,
American Airlines.
American Airlines supporting comedy throughout the world.
We're both big fans.
Yeah, come on, get on it, American.
How did you get that? One year you did a show for them, didn't you?
I did a show for Citibank American Airlines credit card.
Mm.
That was sweet.
They didn't just give you one you could use all the time?
And I just told them what my frequent flyer number was from the stage. And then all good things happened over the next year. It was the best.
Maybe you should give it out right now in case someone's listening.
Yeah.
You never know.
Avatar now streaming on Disney Plus. It really, the amount of hours that people must spend on...
Make-believe people.
It's incredible, isn't it? It really is just astounding. Do you play chess?
I don't think I do it correctly, no. Like, not as, like, a professional person in the park.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's people that play foosball
mm-hmm.
professionally. Like, you can't spin the handles and stuff. Like, there's rules, you know?
Right.
So I think chess is, like, that thing where I think once you touch the piece, you have to move it, and you only have a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
And you have
but
strategies.
But just a casual game, just sitting around playing?
I haven't done it, you know. I don't think so. But I'm not like an idiot. I don't play checkers by myself.
I love chess. It would be nice if there was someone I knew that played chess.
No, there's like
it's a nice thing to like keep out on the coffee table. And every once in a while, especially in the winter months, you just hang out by the fire, play a little chess. I used to love doing that. But I've got no one plays.
Yeah, also you're funny, so you can't really do that.
Can't become a boring chess nerd.
Yeah, if you want to golf and play chess, you have to stop being a comedian and thinking funny thoughts. Or else you wouldn't be able to make fun of yourself.
I don't know. I like chess. I used to play with Jim Norton at the Comedy Cellar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We used to play at the Comedy Cellar. There was a chess set, and we'd sit and play, and Keith Robinson, and it became pretty competitive for a little while.
Yeah?
Yeah. Norton's good.
Did Keith Colin not so Quinn much. Play?
No. He would just knock our pieces over.
He didn't play any street Brooklyn Did he ever tell you this story about how he did a, you know, everyone was talking about the Irishman.
Yeah.
And, you know, he, you know how he is on Twitter. He'll put one of those great tweets. It's just like, yeah. Hey, I'm Irish. How come there's no movie about me? Or something like that.
Yeah.
And apparently he performed at Robert De Niro's birthday party.
Oh, that's a classic story.
And it was like the worst bomb.
He bombed ever. In front of everybody. Harvey Keitel, Billy Crystal was there, Joe Pesci.
And Robin Williams.
And then he like said something kind of like mean, like trying to be funny. And I'm butchering the story completely, but they all kind of turned on him. It's not like, you know, sometimes you're in trouble and you just throw a Hail Mary and it just bombed. And they all kind of like.
Well, it's the thing that you, like, you did the thing for Clint Eastwood,
mm-hmm.
and did he know you at the time?
He knew me, yeah.
See, that's what, I think the thing was, De Niro's wife casually, like, watched Saturday Night Live, and this is like, I think Colin may have done De Niro on SNL once before, you know, somebody else came and did it. So she's like, could you do him for, like, 3 minutes? And then, of course, he turns it into, like, this is my time to shine. I'm giving them 20. And she was, you know, he was like, she asked how much money. He's like, oh, you don't even have to pay me. He's like, this is going to be the moment.
He said to me recently that he, I think he ran into, like, him or his wife or something, and someone brought up the birthday party.
Yeah.
And the look on his face was like, it all of a sudden it all came back to him like, oh man, you're the guy.
Because Jim played Rickles in the Irishman. He ended up like introduced, or hey, you remember Colin? He bombed at your birthday party. And he said it like a joke, and then De Niro was just kind of like
looked at him like, oh shit, I remember you. That was an awful night.
And then I guess Robin Williams like ran out on the street afterwards. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, or something. But the thing, I guess his big mistake was, he says, I don't know him.
Right.
And, of course, everybody else is thinking, like, you know, I'm sure Billy Crystal's like, well, why, I know him, why, how come I'm not performing, or how come, you know.
Yeah.
So then when you say something mean, these guys are like, well, you don't even know this guy, you know.
Yeah.
And, of course, nobody's going to laugh. Like, I have heard that, because right. You've done, didn't you say you had one of those? You did like a super rich person, nobody laughed, or nobody wanted to laugh, or something?
Yeah, a bunch of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I haven't had like a super intimate one where like one person, and then they think everyone's going to laugh, but it's not like that kind of party, you know?
Yeah, I know. Sometimes you come in and like everybody is just wants to drink and dance and be loud, and then the person planning it decided to bring their favorite comedian in,
yeah.
And they're the only one that's excited, and everyone else just keeps drinking and waiting for you to be done.
Right.
Yeah, that's happened to me several
times. Everyone stopped talking for an hour of this party.
Yeah, so this guy can be the focus. Oh, that doesn't go well, especially if people have money. So what do you think of Gerrit Cole going to the New York Yankees?
It's a, well, I mean, it's bittersweet because we lost Didi
mm-hmm.
to the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
We did sign Brett Gardner for a year.
Yeah, that's exciting. That.
Yes, it's exciting to...
It'd be nice to have a solid pitcher, for sure.
You hope. You know, we signed CeCe Sabathia for 40 years, and I think he pitched for 2 seasons, right?
He was good. Sabathia was good. I'm glad the bird's gone.
Oh, is he gone?
Yeah.
I think they're still trying to figure out what to do with, like, the younger guys. You know, like my buddy there. I forget his name.
Andujar.
Andujar.
Right.
Mike Ford.
Yeah.
Luke Voigt. There's a bunch of...
Frazier.
Guys that kind of like, you know, they're the future, but then there's all these other guys too, so.
Yeah, kind of on the cusp.
But, oh yeah, that's what I was going to mention. So when we are in Florida.
Yes.
After our show in Key West.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's February 24th. It's a weird thing because we're doing Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
So Monday is the first spring training game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
It's like February 25th.
Wow. That's amazing.
So you can...
So we could just live in Florida.
Yeah, you get off the grid for a week, Tom, and...
yeah.
We just watch baseball for a week.
Maybe we just don't work much in 2020.
Well, that's the point, is retire. Like, you get a feel of what it would be like to just be at one of those retirement homes in Florida.
Yeah.
Are your parents going to be down there or no?
I think so. I think they're going to see us in one of those spots.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly where.
What is your... Do you have a... Because somebody asked me that not too long ago. What is your... Do you have a retirement plan? Or are you just going till it's over?
My retirement plan is not retiring.
Right. You're just doing what you want to do right now instead of having a crappy job and saving up money to do what you want to do.
Yeah. They're going to have to tell me that I'm not allowed to grab the microphone. They're going to have to say, no, you're not invited on the stage.
Right. Like, I think, I wonder, somebody was like touting themselves as the oldest comedian, but Mort Saul, I think, is 92 or 93, and he just does a Tuesday afternoon show in the parlor. He just like does an hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Like up in San Francisco, Mill Valley, this little old theater. But but I always wonder, you know, there's you know, those vaudeville guys, they went until... There's no retirement there.
Sammy
Davis Jr. is not retiring.
Yeah, you know, when you don't have a real job, why should you retire? Just keep on going.
But you don't have like a ideal place where you're like, yeah, I could just do nothing here.
Right.
You don't have one of those. Like, is LA the place? Is New York the place? Do you want to be the guy on the stoop in New York and saying hello to everybody? Or do you want to be on a beach somewhere? Do you want to be hiking? What do you want to be doing?
I think in a city.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think motoring around in a city. It's nice. You have your community. You've got your sense of belonging and people. And, you know, it's that kind of thing. I don't... to just like sit isolated somewhere, like go to Montana or something like that, that seems a little weird.
Yeah, that's always been weird, is that's the thing. You go to like a beautiful place like Santa Barbara, right? And you could retire, but you're by yourself. Like, I think like Jonathan Winters was there, and I just heard stories about him just trying to like do bits to people on the street.
Right.
It just seemed like, oh, this guy should have stayed in a city.
Yeah, it depends on how your marbles are when you get to a certain point, but... Yeah, I'd like to be around other people. Oh, I have breaking news.
Okay.
This is very important gifting news for you. Support for Come to Papa this week comes from Manscaped.
Manscaped.
Who is best in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels.
Ah.
Get it?
Yes.
So anybody out there who's looking to trim things up and you have like weird things that you use and it never really works and you end up with nicks and cuts, this holiday season you want the Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0.
Mm.
Yes. Look, everybody needs to be well-groomed, especially when you're going to brunch with Kevin Hart and you're running around to museums. You want to be confident when you're looking at a beautiful Van Gogh, that if things go the way that you want them to go, your partner will not be disappointed. The Lawnmower 2.0 comes inside the Perfect Package 2.0, which makes for the perfect gift this holiday season. So if you have it or want some to give it to somebody else, this is the time to act. Trimmed, cut-free, smelling nice. This stuff is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And I had the razor thing, and I literally just found the charger. All I can say is it's kind of like a mistletoe situation going on.
Perfect for holidays.
Get yourself, your dad, your brother, and friends the best gift of all, the Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code PAPA at manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping with the code PAPA, P-A-P-A, at manscaped.com. As they say, clean up your nuts and make Santa proud this year.
Who says that?
The Manscaped people.
Well, I mean, I feel like we've been like a calming presence for this crazy time, and you still could have taken care of some shopping right there. So thank you guys so much for listening.
Yeah, absolutely. And we wish everybody a great holiday season. We hope that you guys enjoy yourselves. We probably will not be broadcasting next week because it'll be Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah.
So we won't be, I will be knee deep in the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Right.
Which is an Italian thing where you make seven fishes during the meal, plus lasagnas and breads and treats and all the rest of it. It's going to be a big, big, big feast here. So I will not be podcasting. I will be covered in bread.
And is there any new steps in the bread world right now? Has there been any new developments?
Yes, there has. Because my children are starting to see the value of the bread and how happy it makes people, they have put in requests for more bread that they can give as gifts to their teachers, etc.
So not, so, hey, Dad, we want to become part of your bread enterprise.
Nope. No, we're going to help.
Gimme, gimme.
Just, can I have three loaves by Wednesday?
You got orders coming in.
Exactly. And look, I'm happy to do it, but it's really made me have to think of it. And this is good training for when we open up the bread shop, because there's now I'm starting to create in bulk.
Right.
So I'm trying to do four loaves today. When we're done here, I'm going to be baking four loaves that were shaped yesterday, mm-hmm. and then start up the next ones for the next day. So yeah, I'm it's in full production, and they're coming out great.
I always think whenever I drive up here, I'm going to see Papa's bread truck.
Don't laugh. It might happen. It might happen. And you know what? We have we're going to have a podcast announcement as well.
Oh.
Bread related when
Manscaped 3.0?
Maybe. Well, safe travels, everybody. We really appreciate you listening all year. We really like doing this, and growing this audience has been a lot of fun. Hope you enjoy yourselves over the next week or so. We will be back on the air as soon as we're done with all of our travels. And we stop smoking all of our vape pens that we're going to go get.
No more
right
vaping,
now.
Kids.
Enjoy your life.